Welcome to your 5 for today. In my teens, I bought a stylish pair of sunglasses that sadly became damaged after I headed a football during a break between college lessons. It was a good header, but not for the glasses, and I'm sure you can guess where they were. The shop was out of these frames, but as I liked them, I bought another, cheaper pair and attempted a repair job using the arms from the new ones. However, the screws didn't fit properly, and since I had modified the arms in an attempt to fix the old ones, I ended up throwing both pairs away. Two down. The next time we played football, I ensured that the third pair of sunglasses went safely into the front of my bag before the game. I only realised that my bag had been taken to be used as a goal marker when one of the posts were hit by a particularly hard shot. On inspection, it was immediately obvious that they were beyond repair. Three down. At this point, I decided to invest in a pair of glasses made by a well-known brand. These were made with titanium frames and came with a lifetime guarantee. Actually, they might have been even trendier than the first pair, but weren't cheap. Great, I thought. If anything else happens to the frames, I can just get them fixed by the manufacturer. I left them on a bus. Four down. There was no need to check the warranty documentation to know that this wouldn't be covered by the lifetime policy. Too embarrassed to return to the same shop, I got another pair of the same frames from a different shop. I'm pleased to say that some 20 years later, I still have them and haven't needed to claim the warranty. It's commonly said that you get what you pay for, and this is often the case. On occasions, many of us will have been prepared to pay a bit more to benefit from the added value when we can afford it. But even lifetime guarantees have their limitations. Thankfully, that's not so with God. The Lord Jesus, speaking about people who had come to know and trust him, said, "I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Sometimes people make promises that, well-intentioned as they may have been, they were unable to fulfill because of circumstances outside of their control. But what a wonderful promise this is! And because God is greater than all, he is able to keep it. Furthermore, God has a track record of never having broken a promise. In the Bible book of Romans, we read that Christians can be sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Whilst this guarantee can be received by anyone and is available for free, it did not come cheap. God delivered up his own Son to suffering and death to make it possible for us to be saved. We must turn away from our sin and trust the Lord Jesus to save us. When saved, our eternal security does not depend on us, but on God, our Saviour. Have you received God's guarantee of eternal life? Thank you for listening.